the latest toy. There is something that never can be destroyed. It's worth more than jewels and gold or anything money can buy. To my own self, I always tend to go astray. But in the Bible, you reveal your perfect way. You teach me to think like you instead of being a fool.
Don't wanna be that.
W-I-S-T-O-M spells wisdom. I need it. I wanna love it, live it, learn it, read it.
W-I-S-T-O-M.
I wanna know it, think it, speak it, breathe it.
Yeah.
W-I-S-T-O-M spells wisdom, and I need it. W-I-S-T-O-M in your word, I find it. Oh, W-I-S-T-O-M spells wisdom.
Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Welcome again to another show of Scripture readings. Today we will listen to two readings in each segment of this podcast. All readings will be read from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, the NRSV. Beginning with Proverbs chapter 8, verses 1 through 4, then verses 22 through 31, and Psalms 8 in its entirety. Hear the word of the Lord. The gift of wisdom. Does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights beside the way, at the crossroads, she takes her stand. Beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portals, she cries out to you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all that live. The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of long ago. Ages ago I was set up. At the first, before the beginning of the earth, then there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water, before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I brought forth. When he had not yet made earth and fields, or the world's first bits of soil, When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the mountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limits, so that the waters might not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth. Then I was beside him like a master worker, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and delighting in the human race. Psalm 8, a psalm of David. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have found a bulwark because of your foes, to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them? Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have pulled all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea. Whatever passes along the paths of the sea, O Lord, sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. At the break, we will listen to Greater by Mercy Me.
Bring your tithe and bring your shame, bring your guilt and bring your pain. Don't you know that's not your name? You will always be much more to me. And every day I wrestle with the voices that keep telling me I'm not right, but that's alright, 'cause I hear a voice and it calls me redeemed when others say I'll never be enough. Cause I hear a voice and it calls me redeemed. When others say I'll never be.
second segment of this podcast will consist of readings from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, results of justification, and John 16, verses 12 through 15, the work of the Spirit. Just results of justification. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in the sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. And now, the work of the Spirit. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will abide, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The word of the Lord. Praying. Dear Heavenly Father, do not let your word go out void. Let the reader and every listener be blessed as they apply your word to their daily living. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The closing song is Faith, sang by Keith and Kristen Getty.
Faith and not by sight.
Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, host of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Tune into my podcast at godsword.eprn.us. On the weekends, relax and catch a matinee highlight match. Highlight is entertaining and has a deep cultural heritage. We are proud to bring Magic City Highlight to Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit ExquisiteBarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.